Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So everybody loves the Homeowners Association.
Oh. That's right.
I was going to say, I didn't think we got to the story.
I thought we did the story. All right.
And it's a sad story. It's a very sad story. So we'll get past the sadness.
Okay.
Sort of. 15-year-old kid had to move in with his grandparents.
All right.
Mom died after a long illness. Dad couldn't take it.
Okay.
And he ended his sadness. And so the boy's left without parents.
This is sad already. This is bumming me out.
Yeah. So a 15-year-old kid left without parents goes to live with grandma and grandpa.
It's like the beginning of a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa live in one of those retirement communities where you have to be 55 and older to live.
Oh, my God.
That's where my dad lives.
Yeah.
In one of those.
The Homeowners Association says the 15-year-old kid can't move in with them.
Right.
Wow. Shut and up, this, you and, heartless bastard.
And this is actually,
that's cold.
This is actually where they've made their... life for the rest of their lives. They moved to this community. I'm sure it's a nice place.
Prescott.
Arizona. So what happens now?
Well,
they got to move?
That's what they're dealing with. That's what's going on.
They are heartless bitches.
Because who complains about that?
Because a good 70,
everybody.
I'm sure almost 90%, 90 to 100% of those people in that community have grandkids.
And
they can't see their way past that?
It's 90% busybodies.
But that's why Todd can't live with Larry. You know, he's under 55.
The kid's 15. He's going to be there for a couple, 3 years, and he's going to move on to college.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Make a provision. Right. This is allowed right now because of this situation.
He lost both of his parents to tragic situations.
Right.
Shut up.
And he's only 51, so he's got to move.
Yeah, it makes our homeowner seem sweet now.
Yeah, the kid's been through hell.
That's a prick move. But you're right. That's busybodies in Arizona, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you allowed to have even people visit? Like, do they yell when that kid Todd's running around the backyard when you go visit Larry?
If I come and just stay in his casita for just a few days.
They check your ID, make sure you're 55? Right.
But if it looked like I was moving in, they'd look into me.
Yeah. When you're out kicking a ball in the backyard with Larry, does they yell at you? Who's that kid in the backyard?
Who's that left-footed kicker we got out there?
who's that young whippersnapper out in the backyard?
That just slays me.
Yeah.
Left-footed kicker. You don't do anything else left-handed or left-footed.
No.
If he's laying
except for kicking.
Right.
That slays me.
If he's on the left side of you, he'll use his left hand.
Which makes me a more valuable commodity to Belichick. Belichick always looks for left-footed punters because the ball spins differently.
Yeah, especially at your age, and you can punt it a good 25 yards.
He also
yards.
Looks for guys who can get it more than 15 yards downfield.
If you look at the Patriots, they almost always have a left-footed punter.
Yeah. What was the hang time on that? 0.6 seconds.
But he's left-footed.
And your right leg's the one that's messed up, right?
No, the left one.
Oh, so you can't kick dick now, man.
No, it's actually better because you don't want your plant leg being the damaged one.
I understand that, but it's got to hurt, though.
No.
Do you ever punt with your left foot anymore?
I'll kick a soccer ball or kick something with my left foot.
In the yard with Larry when you're down visiting?
Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Let's have a catch.
Right. I built a big goalpost in the backyard. Nobody complained. So
a single goalpost.
Yeah. I'm still kicking field goals. It would be more difficult if I had hurt my plant leg.
I got it.
Yeah, but my plant leg is my right leg. My damaged leg is my left.
Is it like
my
that commercial
leg.
With Pat Mahomes where he's tossing the footballs in the backyard and hitting people's picnic tables and ruining stuff?
Yeah.
You're kicking field goals and
stop going to his house.
Right into somebody's grill.
And when he apologizes to the one lady. She has that look in his eye, like, "What? Why don't you come inside for a little while?"
Uh-huh. By inside, she means.
If you look at it close,
inside, her vagina,
and you get the same look.
She wants Patrick Mahomes to come inside for a little bit.
Yeah, she does.
The husband won't be home for a couple hours.
Yeah. You want to wreck this? He's such a bad actor.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Hi, sorry about your house.
Yeah, he's not. Peyton Manning's fine. This guy's not going to get any.
He'll get there.
Well, he'll just be regular, you know.
He's a little better in the State Farm commercials.
A little better.
Yeah, he doesn't have much to say.
And they spend more money on those. They make it look better, you know. A lot better.
Yeah, and he has a lesser role in the State Farm commercials.
Right, he just stands there.
He shakes hands with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah. Aaron's no good at those, but apparently he's better than Mahomes.
Yeah, Aaron's not good. I don't think Aaron's that good.
I think Aaron's got to be a better actor.
He's better than Mahomes
over the years.
That's
it turns out he's better than Mahomes.
He's older and more, you know.
Yeah. Practice. Mm-hmm. He's had more practice.
But you know State Farm wants a Packer-Chiefs Super Bowl.
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
So what their clients are in there.
Well, this is two Sundays in a row. They're just going to be flooding the market with State Farm commercials. You get Mahomes and Rodgers both again this Sunday.
And they have the same agent.
I know, believe me.
They have the same agent.
I got to watch the two same freaking team I saw last week.
Different State Farm agents, I think, but they have the same agent.
Yeah. Mm.
Do they in real life, do they have the same agent?
I don't think they do.
No.
It's like Mahomes has like a younger agent that didn't have a lot of NFL clients before.
Because there's about four agents who represent pretty much the entire NFL.
At least the stars.
At least the stars.
Very good.
Picking your spot. Wait for a little break in the action.
I'm not afraid. I haven't any romaine recently, so I'm not afraid of the squirts like pusses out there.
Nope.
I have the worst. Agents. I've never been able to produce an audible fart on the air. And I can fart.
We know.
You've destroyed this room a bunch of times.
Yeah. We've all been witness. Yeah.
That's surprising.
Well, maybe you don't lean correctly.
I don't think
probably
you do
not. Because
Tyler and I just lean properly.
I totally lean over.
Well, I try, but you know, it never comes
out. Is it the yoga pants? Does it just slide down your pants? You don't hear it, or what?
I think it might be
the loose sphincter.
The acoustics of the yoga pants.
Yeah. Well, and you got to put some force behind it, too, to make it all.
Yeah, you got to punch it at the right time. You know that. You've been farting your whole life.
The force and the lean. Right.
Everybody knows how to make it loud.
Well,
you just toot that bear right there.
But even then, sometimes when you try or you're not trying, it still turns out, you know, the other way.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not tightening the sphincter up enough.
Well, we'll work it out.
We've been asking you about that.
Yeah, it's been an issue.
Now that you bring it up, we weren't going to bring it up. But we'd like you to cinch that bear up a little bit.
Some Todd Kegels, if you would.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Yeah, it's obviously a technical thing.
Yeah.
Obviously. New survey finds that people of color pay 2 to 3 times more than white people for banking fees.
Explain this to me. I mean, because
white people on average pay $5 a month on charges for checking accounts. Black Americans pay $12 a month. Latinos, $16 a month.
Is it the banks in their area just taking advantage of them?
They think it has to do with geographic location.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because it's got
and relationships with local banks. They also say.
Man,
I mean, I don't have a relationship with my bank. I don't feel like I do. I don't want one. Well,
if it's geographical, that means there's probably some poor whites in those areas are getting charged a bunch too.
Sure,
yeah, that's
you know?
True.
Right, but so it's also obviously where you live. I'm sure if a black or a Hispanic live in a nicer neighborhood, they probably do pay the lesser
fees. They pay less.
So it happens to be that way, but that still sounds kind of a profiling though, a little bit.
Well, it's no.
profiling socioeconomic.
Socioeconomic.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Not necessarily all race.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really have a relationship with my bank. Every once in a while, I have to call them up, and I'll be like, why'd you do that? And I'll be like, that's the rule. I'll be like, well, that's stupid. See ya.
Sick. See ya.
Well, that's the rule.
Well, you should change that. Whatever. Bye.
Yeah. My bank is the guy that runs it is my friend and part owner, actually, too. So it's even weird when I show up there. Because looking like I do, and then the people go, who are you here to see? I said, I'm not going to mention his name.
You get
the main guy, and they go, and they come out, we shake hands, hug, we walk into his office. I'm thinking, they're thinking, how do they know each other? He's
freaking long hair.
He's freaking long
hair. He's selling him drugs?
That's it.
That's his dealer.
That's it.
You're his dealer.
That's his dealer, right, exactly.
Matt's on pills again.
You get the pass on the sunglasses and cap.
I get to show up with sunglasses and cap on.
Yeah, if you're just a regular guy and walk into a bank with sunglasses and a cap on.
They shoot you.
Yeah, they think you're there to rob the place.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Being wealthy can add up to 9 years to your life. A new study published in the Journal of Gerontology suggests
Is that a psychological thing or the fact that you can pay for health care?
It's that.
Yeah.
The paying for stuff. They found that those who are rich live more years free from illness and disability than those who are poorest.
It's completely that, because it's already proven that rich also drink their ass off. Rich do a lot of bad things to their system, so it's about medical care completely.
Yeah, they didn't look too deeply into why this is, but the impact of wealth on well-being could be due to reduced stress.
Yeah, that's true.
And access to treatments and well-being tools.
Yeah, if you can pay your bills, you don't have to worry about it every time.
If you can pay your bills and if you've got health insurance, say, through your employer many times, they've got these well-being programs that you can go through, and, you do better. And they say that while life expectancy is a useful indicator of health, the quality of life as we get older is also crucial. That's helps being rich there as well.
All right. Guess what? If you're not rich, you're going to be.
How's that for not news?
You're going to be rich.
I think being rich would be pretty
quick. We didn't need Evans for that.
No, we didn't. First of all, you do the checkbook story first, and that bums people out. Look at their damn checkbook. Oh,
and you're going to die soon.
I'm getting extra fees. I got $40. I'm going to die soon. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome.
I love you guys. I love that show.
You're poor, but not for long.
You will welcome death.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Daily Star out of UK has an article about a gentleman named Rob Spence. Rob is a filmmaker. He's blind in one eye.
And can't see out of the other. I love that old joke.
And he has a couple prosthetic interchangeable eyes that have a wireless video camera embedded.
Oh, he's the Terminator, man.
He's bionic.
He's got two designs for his eye, a realistic human eye and one that resembles Terminator's eye.
There you go. I didn't even know that. I just figured that's what it sounds
and
like.
And no, he still can't see out of it.
Can he videotape?
It just records to another unit.
Okay.
Can he videotape anything he's looking at then?
Yeah.
Now, is that legal during sex? Or do you have to tell the woman you're taping her?
Probably.
You have to. You're taping her.
So he's got to have someone looking at a monitor to tell him. You know, where to
it's not for him to use while he's just wandering around. He's a filmmaker.
Right.
This is the way he makes film.
But he has to have a director in his ear saying...
He is the director.
Right. Point your eye.
No, he's the director.
Okay. He is
whoever
the director.
He looks like films it. Well that's pretty cool.
He needs a technician then. If he can't see out of it, there's got to be a
monitor.
You can
see out the other eye, Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They usually point together.
He does have two eyes. The other guy's not...
Only one of them doesn't work.
The blind eye is where the camera is. You can see out the other eye.
Gotcha.
You were confused by your own joke. That's what happened there.
I was.
you thought he was blind. The one eye can't see out the other. And then
he's just blind in one eye.
He couldn't get out of that.
He can see out of the other.
That is cool. He's filming the movies by just looking at people. That means he can't get distracted in his own movie. Because he goes, I missed that shot.
He has to go again.
I glanced over. Somebody dropped a book behind me. But once again, now I bring it right to the sex aspect. You're only going to, That's boy, that is real point of view angle.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. He says they are as switchable, these eyes.
Take out your camera eye, I'm going to bang you.
Are as switchable as a pair of earrings. He tends to pop one in when he's filming something interesting. Yeah. Often he wears an eye patch. He says that being one-eyed can be effing cool.
Yeah, that's a whole new porn category now. One eye. The adventures of one eye.
Now, you imagine the girl having one eye with a camera, and then she's having sex with you missionary, and you get to watch your face
in
action.
No.
I mean, I realize they get to see it, and we know what we
And we're sorry.
Yeah, but we... We are sorry that the guy's orgasm face looks that way, especially our own. But can you imagine looking at your own in real time? I mean, well, after the fact. Want to see that video? See your face look like right there?
No.
No.
That might ruin the whole situation.
But after the fact.
After the fact.
I'm sorry. You have to look at that every time I have an orgasm. That just stuck to the table.
But like if you had a monitor going with
feed, no, I mean just I would,
and you had to see it as it was happening. It might not happen.
Try to look cool
and the sound crew.
Yeah,
but you'd have a little empathy for your woman then.
Yes, you would.
Oh, I always have.
Oh, sorry, look at that. Sorry, you see that face.
I still have mirrors at home.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You're not looking at it when you have an orgasm, are you?
No.
All right.
But I mean, I see the rest of what she sees. Again, I'm sorry.
Todd used to tell a joke about seeing himself in a mirror and saying, "Who's that fat guy on top of you, honey?" But I brought that right to sex. You legally would have to tell the woman he has his camera eye in during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, that it's functioning, that the camera is rolling.
It's turned on, right? Right.
Right. Right now it only runs for 30 minutes at a time. Right. That's the charge it can take.
Okay. Well, that's more than enough
that's
time.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Film sex.
Well, that's plenty of time, exactly.
Yeah. See me finishing a sandwich. Right.
So I don't think it would be a good idea to show everyone their O-face.
No, it wouldn't be. That's why I brought it up. Now, I think women's O-face, we've seen it. In most cases, it's pretty cool.
Now, we like that, but they wouldn't like that.
They might not.
On themselves.
But
they're wrong.
I don't think they make the contorted look that we make.
Well,
I
mean, and you guys all have to remember, we view that as a badge of honor.
Yeah, but
so we're looking at it kind of through a different lens.
Yeah, but I don't think they like our faces.
No.
No, but they got to know that means they're
well, doing, they do know it.
They're doing their job. Same vice
maybe
versa.
We know that if we see that, well, I've done my job.
Right.
Yeah, our job's a little bit more difficult than theirs.
Yes.
True.
Yes, it is.
True.
Yes, it is.
But we're dedicated.
And we aim to please.
Ladies, do you like the way we look when we're having an orgasm? Not us personally, by the way. Don't call that in. We don't want you guys calling that. We don't want any old phone calls or current phone calls. But we want your man.
I can't see how this poll goes anywhere, but 100% no.
Right.
Yeah, that won't be a Twitter poll today.
Because it's, oh, God, you're half your eyes closed, your mouth stretched open.
Why is your mouth stretched open?
Come on.
Right. Just contorted. Your face is generally contorted.
Did you eat ice cream too fast? What's going on?
I woke up from my nap. Wasn't yesterday
morning. Would you trust this guy to do anything? Is your buddy, turn your damn eye off, dude. We're having a personal conversation.
Or put your patch on.
Yeah, put the patch on. Or take some duct tape and patch his eye when you're having a conversation with a guy.
That's a better idea.
Like a laptop
right.
camera?
Yeah, exactly.
So your smart TV isn't spying on you.
But what cool technology.
But I drooled all over my pillow the other day.
Yeah.
And had some really vivid, like colorful, three-dimensional dreams. It was just non-sequential, really weird stuff.
No sex dreams? You weren't licking the pillow?
No. You weren't high?
No, that was the problem.
That's why, right?
I did not get high. Right. And also, you don't remember your dreams unless you wake up right after them.
Yes, true. That's true.
Otherwise,
you have vague memories of what the dream might have been about. But
you will continue to sleep after the REM phase, and it'll go away.
Right.
The only time you have a good dream recall is if you wake up right after the REM cycle.
Was it a sex dream?
And right after the dream. No.
Okay.
No, there were weird robotic women around a spectacular cabinetry. And we were at Colleen's house, and it was flooded.
Yeah.
And in her living
room. Three holes, no waiting.
In her living room was a pond full of largemouth bass and alligator gar.
All right. Well, that's
hundreds of them.
Yeah, you're just. That's just. That's,
you had me at robotic women, and then you just lost me.
Yeah, you lost me there. Dreams are stupid. They don't mean anything. I don't think they mean anything. Unless you're dreaming about something in your life that you might have lost.
But
and I've seen
was
that
he dreaming
that.
About being flooded because his pillow was wet?
No, I recall while I was slobbering, I was also slobbering in my dream, and Tyler was there making fun of my slobbering.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what happens every day, right?
Because I usually don't have a lot of conversation in my dreams. I'm just observing. But sometimes I'll talk. Sometimes there'll be some conversation. And that was the only interaction we had.
Yeah.
That and a black gentleman was commenting on my Yale Letterman jacket.
You said commenting?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it didn't sound like that.
At all.
It did not sound like
commenting.
That. You said something. It sounded like something else.
I heard commenting.
Okay. No.
One for four.
Three of us heard.
Sound like arriving.
C-O-M-I-N-G.
No, he was commenting.
And I'm thinking, hey, Todd, that's pretty brutal.
Talking. But,
whatever you're into.
Yeah, that's your audience.
I don't care what you're into.
He was talking. About my
there's no way that didn't sound like what we thought.
No, I alarm bells went off in my head.
That's a hell of a dream, Todd. Who was the dude?
Yeah, complete stranger.
Of course he was.
Complete stranger. You and Colleen and my mom and dad were the only people I recognized in that dream. Mom and dad appeared briefly.
All right.
And then they saw mom and dad.
Yeah,
and they saw the black guy taking care of you.
They saw what was going on and said, "Nap, we're out of here."
That's a crazy dream, but that's what they all are. That's why when they shoot, like, you know, TV sequences have a character dream, and they just bring in a clown on the side, and because the dream sequence is so easy to write because it doesn't have to mean anything.
It's that weird.
It's that weird. It Here's a black guy commenting on me, you know. It is that weird. Let's have a dream sequence. I think it's a time filler in a lot of TV shows that are, I don't like them.
Well,
because they just throw in crazy stuff for no reason.
Or it's a plot device that you need to get something across and you can't make it make sense any other way. Well, let's put it in a dream sequence.
But even then, they show other stuff showing up.
Bobby Ewan, that was a dream.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Newhart, that was a dream.
Jesus, how old are you, man?
It was it's just a transition device.
Yeah.
You know, like Family Guy does those non sequitur cutaways.
No, but you've seen main character's dream, and they just throw in the black guy and a clown and somebody, and they don't mean anything at all.
Yeah.
That's what we all dream about. You
completely
know?
Random.
Random, right.
And it's just that sudden cut to the person waking up going, ah!
Yeah.
And you go, ow, damn it, the last 8 minutes meant nothing.
Exactly. I could almost see those coming now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say that about most of the last 8 minutes that I experienced.
You're like right now or any 8 minutes?
Any.
Okay.
Any eight minutes of Craig's life. And then, yeah, just meant
damn
nothing.
Damn it, nothing. That's a good point. Oh, man, if you got to think about that, your life is getting wasted. Man, I just wasted 8 minutes. What happened? I didn't do dick in 8 minutes.
But everybody's thinking, yeah, he's right. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listened for the last 8 minutes is feeling the same way.
So there's a story out of Wisconsin. It just dawns on me, Packer fan.
You guys told me about the Green Bay butter churner. Yeah, you don't want to Google that.
No.
That was just hearing you guys describe it.
Told you it was complicated.
Throw up in my mouth a little bit.
See, I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't either.
I think someone just made that up.
Yeah.
Oh, all those sex acts that involve some kind of geographic location.
Right.
Yeah. Apart from
the steamer's real. The
steamer's real.
Supposed to tell you that.
Out of Cleveland. Because there's a legend behind
steamer
that.
Happens.
Have you checked out, Mikhail wrote us a note on Facebook to check out the Georgia Scorcher, and I don't want to.
That sounds like
she thinks that's a good idea?
Yeah.
She wants to do that? Or she just wants us to check it out.
She wants us to be horrified, what she wants, right?
Yeah. Wants us to be horrified.
Oh, she's not interested.
Good point, Craig.
Says you won't regret it. It is on Urban Dictionary.
She wants to see the O faces.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, that's just wrong.
Oh, okay. And the Green Bay butter churner's not?
Well, this is just not even sexy. There's no sex involved in this act.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you're just an awful human being if you do this. in every way.
We don't judge except for...
No, I'm judging anybody who did this.
Right.
You're awful.
As long as nobody gets hurt. No, somebody's getting hurt?
Nobody got hurt, but it just...
Oh, that's assault.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's some kind of assault.
If you ask the dude to punch you, it's assault?
No. You're projecting.
Yeah. Again, cannot detail.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got to Google that on your own at home, but don't do that.
I don't plan on it.
It's a fine line between a prank and assault.
Yeah, that's and this one's over the line.
Yeah, way over.
You got a quick one, Craig?
Mikhail is an awful person.
Not particularly. Ooh, I just can't do that one.
Why not?
You can.
No, you don't say that out loud. You know, we talk you into it, and then we tell you, and then we ask you why you did that. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Do it, Craig.
Do it, though. Do you know the story he's talking about?
Puss knows what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe just by telling him I could get it out of my system.
Right.
Yeah. Mikhail is a dude, by the way. So let's not impugn young ladies.
Right. Oh. Okay. Out of Alabama, we'll get to the Packer fan story later. Out of Alabama.
Which is the story Push wants you to do, this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of Blount County, Alabama. Officers are investigating. She apparently, Crystal Carlson and her husband, Jimmy Smith, were attempting to shoplift at the Walmart this weekend. She and her husband attempted to, the husband and wife team attempted to get away from police after they were caught. She allegedly told Jimmy to slow down during the chase so she could jump out of the car.
Oh, no.
He did slow down. She did jump out of the car. She ended up under the car. She's dead now.
Alabama's going down!
Jimmy's charged with theft, but might be charged in the wife's death as well.
Yeah, jump out. Jump further out.
Yeah.
But it she always got looks so the, easy on TV.
She got out of the shoplifting charges that way.
She did.
Yeah.
And life.
But he's not charged with reckless endangerment.
He could be.
Or homicide.
Yeah,
you know,
he probably will be.
Manslaughter,
but right now,
something
just
like
that.
She jumped out, though, so he might get out of that. He might get out of that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good story. Perry.
That's horrible.
See, I told
Is
you.
Is it more horrible than the Georgia Scorcher?
No.
But nobody dies in the Georgia Scorcher, do they?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. But
look it up, kids. Share with the, share.
They're scarred for the rest of their life.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.